This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You want to make progress in the climate crisis, which we all, you know, do? There is no one solution. Decarbonizing this economy is going to mean trying a lot of different things. Among them, today, the Biden administration announcing $7 billion from the infrastructure law for 7 different hubs in 16 states to, as the White House puts it, accelerate the domestic market for low-cost clean hydrogen. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on the clean energy transition from the top left corner of the periodic table.
Altogether, the Biden administration says the 7 hydrogen hubs will catalyze another $40 billion in private investment and eliminate 25 million metric tons of CO2 emissions each year, mostly in what Beth Trask at the Environmental Defense Fund calls hard to decarbonize sectors of the economy.
That includes heavy industry, like powering steel factories and producing the alternative fuels we'll need for long-distance transportation. But we really have to get hydrogen right.
To that end, the hubs will use different strategies to make and use hydrogen. Alex Kaiser is with the Energy Futures Initiative Foundation.
The opportunity is, when hydrogen is used, there are no greenhouse gas emissions released. And the challenge is how to produce hydrogen in low carbon ways.
And that challenge is a big one, says Sean O'Leary. He's a senior researcher at the Ohio River Valley Institute.
The hydrogen hub that's being announced for our region, the ARCH2 hub, is based on blue hydrogen,
a term used to refer to hydrogen produced from natural gas.
And so to that degree, you know, it represents a perpetuation and increased reliance on natural gas and fossil fuels.
The Biden administration says part of the new projects will be finding safe ways to capture and store CO2 emissions left over from making hydrogen this way. Min Khoi Lee is the global head of hydrogen research at Rystad Energy and says the scale of an experiment like this is unprecedented.
That is the biggest single fundings that we see governments around the world has given to hydrogen.
Lee says that's why this investment is a big deal for the U.S. and for the planet. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.